The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're both nursing a serious Halloween candy hangover this morning. So we thought this would be the perfect time to talk about bellies, because we Americans have become a little bit obsessed with the idea of a flat belly. And most magazines you see while you're in line at the grocery store will have at least one headline on the cover that talks about how to get a flatter belly.
American society does tend to be fixated on our midsections. Over time, fashion has become more revealing. It's not all that uncommon to see someone's midriff these days. College cheerleading uniforms often show midriff, and event formal evening gowns and wedding dresses have started to show a slice of belly in between a short top and a long skirt. It's a whole new belly-bearing world out there.
Yes, it is. And that's kind of scary for those of us who have had a few kids or a few birthdays, and our bellies may not look like they did when we were in our early 20s. So this week, we're going to break it down and talk about the so-called mom pooch, the dad bod, exercises and nutrition tips just for bellies, and even a few belly-friendly fashion ideas.
Today, my belly is probably still full of those fun-sized Twix bars I stole out of my daughter's Halloween candy stash. I've got to get in shape because Thanksgiving is later this month, and we know it's the mother of all belly-inflating holidays.
Yes, it is. I always wear my loosest pants on that day. Join us tomorrow morning, and in the meantime, find us online and sign up to get the free email newsletter we send to thousands of parents right here in Northwest Arkansas. You'll find us at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.